This is Twit.
Jeff, Fullerton, California. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. Hey, come on over the phone, Jeff. Yeah, we're talking to you. You're on the radio. Hey, Jeff.
Here I am. Hi, Leo. It's Jeff in Fullerton. Long-time listener.
Thank you, sir.
68-year-old retired geek.
Nice.
And, been on a computer, just changed to a Apple about 15 years ago. Been on a computer as long as they've been around. Same with cell phones and landline cordless phones. My concern today, I'm just curious, I read a lot of medical stuff and about cell phones, even landline phones, talking with your ear against your brain and brain cancer. They seem to be mostly concerned about youngsters being on it since they're 8 years old.
Right.
So I'm interested in your opinion about this.
So this is a really hot topic, and absolutely, if any evidence surfaces that this is dangerous, then we need to do something about it. No evidence has surfaced that this is dangerous at all, ever.
Really?
And as a geek, you will understand that the danger from electromagnetic radiation, and there's all kinds, you know, it's all on a spectrum. Light is electromagnetic radiation in some respects. There's magnetic radiation. It's all on the spectrum. It's all the same. But radio frequencies or electromagnetic frequencies, the damage it does to the human biome, to the cells, is proportionate to the amount of power it has, right? So you don't want to stand in front of a microwave transmitter. There's a lot of power coming out of there at a high frequency. It will damage your cells. But
right.
The cell phone is a very low-power device, much, much lower power. You can't heat up a can of corn with a cell phone. And so the theory is all sensible. Electromagnetic radiation of sufficient power is damaging to the human cell. That's a true statement. But the issue is how much radiation for how long. And no study, to my knowledge, and I've looked and looked, there are lots of people say, oh, no, Leo, but no study has ever shown that. Now, of course, one of the concerns is, well, we haven't had these things that long. There are no adults today who started at 8 years old with a cell phone plastered to their head, and I agree. I have to point out that increasingly people do not hold the cell phone to their head, not because they're using other devices, but because kids don't make phone calls. They're typing on them. And you get 1 inch away, you're reducing the power considerably. You get 3 inches, 5 inches, pretty soon it's negligible. But we're learning stuff. You know, I worked in radio in San Francisco, of course, most of the FM stations in San Francisco are on and many of the TV stations, a giant tower on Twin Peaks called Sutro Tower. You could see it from all over the city. It's an amazing thing. And, of course, it's got an incredible view of the city. So the chief engineer of the radio station I was working with one day said, hey, let's go up on Sutro Tower. It's amazing up there. So we just, you know, he opened the door, unlocked it. We climbed up the ladder, went up that little tiny elevator, climbed up higher. What I didn't know at the time was, of course, there's many, 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 many watts of radio frequency beaming off of that tower. And when I got back down, I noticed white spots on my hands. And I said, Tim, what's that? He said, oh, don't worry about that. Those are RF burns. Because you're so close to the end. You know, there's a lot of power, a lot of wattage. Oh. Now, since then, if you go up on Sutro Tower, they now will make you wear a metal mesh bunny suit. You can't just go up there. You have to don a Faraday cage, a metal suit, to protect you. But in those days, nobody did that. And so far, I haven't contracted any cancer from that. That was almost 30 years ago. But we learn, in other words. And if people were getting little white spots of burns from their cell phones on their head and their temple, then maybe there'd be some cause for concern. But it's very, 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 very low power. And so I think that there's no evidence of this yet. Would it be prudent? Yeah, I guess it's probably prudent. Maybe not to give 8-year old cell phones, but it takes a lot of energy. By the way, microwaves, as somebody's correctly pointing out in the chat room, don't give you cancer. They just damage your cells. They cook you. There isn't even evidence that this would cause some sort of long-term, you know, disease. I think you're okay, in other words. And certainly at our age, Jeff, We got nothing to worry. We got far more things to worry about than
we're going to pass along some other things.
Yeah. You and I are both going to get prostate cancer, almost certainly.
That's what they
right?
say.
Right? Almost yeah. certainly. And it's yeah. not because we walk around with a cell phone up our keisters. It's because it's just age. It happens.
Got it. Oh, that. Okay.
Oh, that. So as far as I know, I would be glad to see any studies. Every time I say this, people send me stuff. Almost everything that's come out to date is there's no
nothing
conclusion.
To worry about.
Nothing to worry
okay.
about.
Okay. Okay, buddy.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thanks.
Keep an eye on that prostate, though, right?